A Japanese defense paper this week echoed reported concerns among U.S. intelligence that Pyongyang has achieved the key final step of miniaturizing nuclear warheads. Former defense ministry advisor Narushige Michishita.
It is possible, or quite likely even, that North Korea can attack Tokyo with nuclear weapons today. And if missiles is launched, it will reach Japan within 10 minutes.
North Korea is believed to have more than 200 missiles capable of hitting Japan. An attack on a crowded city like Tokyo would put hundreds of thousands of lives at risk. Japan's constitution allows military action only in self-defense. Hawkish conservatives, including Finance Minister Taro Aso, argue Japan should keep open the option of developing nuclear weapons. The issue is openly debated in South Korea, but polls show just 5% of Japanese want the country to be a nuclear power.
I don't think we will go nuclear in the foreseeable future. If even if South Koreans might go nuclear, we'll be the last.
Others question whether nuclear weapons would offer diplomatic leverage.
If we possess nuclear weapons and say we would retaliate if North Korea used nuclear weapons against, is it credible? I don't think so.
This week marked the anniversary of the 1945 Hiroshima and Nagasaki nuclear bombings, which killed hundreds of thousands of people. The commemorations were clouded by renewed talk of war.
Strong fears are spreading that nuclear weapons may be used in the not-so-distant future.
Japan's Prime Minister reiterated the country's long-held position.
Here in Nagasaki, a city that continues to pray for perpetual peace, I reaffirm my commitment to realizing a peaceful world without nuclear weapons.
Analysts question whether that commitment would be tested if Japan came under attack. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.